I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I remember, Jordan, I went to a goalie school at, I think I was 35 years old, just to learn the new style and how to play on my knees a little better. And he was at that goalie school at the time, so I knew of him. Then I kind of followed him to the OHL. Anytime a goalie, you know, dons a mask, honors you with something like that, it makes you feel pretty good, you know, pretty special. It's a great honor, and he's a great kid, and it's a great story. It was actually a tremendous story last year.
What do you think of his goalie style?
No, he's good. He's covers a lot of net, and he's very athletic. So he's got a nice combination, and he's following it up with another good year this year. So that's great. He spent a little bit of time in the minors, and obviously it really helped him. But he's to have a championship club, you need great goaltending, and he provided it last year.
He said as a kid, and maybe you weren't at the house, but he was at your house with like a nephew or occasionally. They were like on a peewee team or something.
So I had a riding arena at the farm, and none of my kids rode horses, so I converted it to a Field of Dreams type of hockey rink. So there are lots of kids that are in the NHL that practice at that rink on the weekends. You know, Connor McDavid, Sam Bennett, Chris Cherney. You know, all these kids played with my kids. Travis Dermott, and they all played there.
Where was that at?
It was in King City, Ontario. Yeah, it was out in the rural area on a farm. So it was really like Field of Dreams.
Do you still have the place?
No, I don't, unfortunately. I wish I could have severed it off and had a small house with the rink. Would have been perfect.
What's it been like to just see kind of Connor McDavid recover from that injury and put the season he's having?
Yeah, that's tremendous. Sometimes an injury slows you down, but he must have rehabbed real well. Surgery must have went perfectly. And, you know, he is he's at another level. You know, his skating is just – creativity is incredible. You know, his vision – you know, to be the best player in the world, you got to have all of those and desire, and he has all of those.
What about Jordan Binnington's style of play stands out to you to why you think he deserves to be playing in the NHL All-Star game?
Yeah, he's very, he covers a lot of net, and he's very athletic, so he must be mentally strong, too. He's followed up the Stanley Cup run with a great year this year, so he must be very resilient.
Yourself, what would you say is your most favorite memory out of those times?
Probably in Toronto, because I was playing for the Leafs at the time, and you know, Mats was on the opposing team, and it was just a lot of hoopla, and it's great memories. It's one to enjoy by the players. You get to meet a lot of other great players that you play against, so that's a lot of fun, and it gets competitive also. It's meant to be fun for the players, but we're all competitive, so I'm looking forward to watching the 3-on-3 games.